Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Hello there, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you. And of course, we have had a wonderful week here, but we want to say thank you for tuning in. And we're going to be talking about a lot of information for veterans. So stay tuned for more, and we're going to let you know what it is. Now, rise and shine. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Going on into the interview next. Well, hello there. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And of course, we're at 96.7 Sunshine Radio. Good morning. And don't forget, rise and shine with us, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and the rest of us. Please, I want you to go to WVETOnlineRadio.com, and I want you to look at the resource page. And when you leave the resource page, then I want you to go to WVET Latin. Between those two, as veterans, you'll be able to hear a lot of things that you want to hear, and you'll be able to enjoy a Latin sound in America. Of course, we're stationed right here in Florida, so you can enjoy it. But if you're in Southern California, you can enjoy it. If you're in Texas, Arizona, you can enjoy it. If you're in Chicago, you can enjoy it. WVET online radio is everywhere. And if you tune in to the new Sunshine Radio, we're everywhere too. Join us. Sunshine Radio 96 FM, and enjoy the day. Today's show is going to be something about the 4th of July coming. It just so happens that my birthday is the 8th of July. So when I get to the 4th, I start partying then, and I carry it all the way to the 9th. It makes sense for me, all American. Guess what? A lot of things are going on this summer that didn't go last summer. Because of the COVID stand down. And I use the word stand down because that's what we all had to do. Stand down for America. COVID didn't win. We won. And as we celebrate the 4th of July, remember, there are some veterans who the 4th of July, even though it's good in their heart, because of PTSD, popping firecrackers, making a lot of noise, may cause a little bit of concern. Be cognizant of that. If you happen to have a veteran in the home that has a little PTSD, make sure that you can work with them on your fun activities for that day. Stay tuned a little bit later. We're going to run a segment about that so that you got a little bit more knowledge and let the kids know why the uncle or the daddy may want to stay in the house while they're doing the firecracker so that they can respect that position. We care about all of our veterans, no matter what condition they're in. And we want them to know that we care. And we're going to make a difference. The second thing is, we just finished going through Memorial Day. We know that you might have a few flags left over. Please bring them back out for the 4th. If you got rid of all of them, go get a couple more. Please, let's make sure that our veterans and the rest of the veterans, and I mean those who support veterans, I mean those that are called brats. Those are the children of veterans. Sidekicks. Those are the people who stood and said, I'm your friend no matter what. You could have been in the bunker with them, or you could have been standing at the church when they got married. That's a sidekick. We want you to respect those because they have turned up the heat and said, what the VA don't do, call the sidekicks. We'll figure it out. And go play tribute to any of our veterans' hospitals. A hospital, the two reasons that we visit hospitals and schools, you are the motivation for a young student. Parents who don't visit their schools and stand behind their children, they lose. Parents and family and friends who don't go to a hospital on the 4th of July, they lose. The veteran will have somebody, but it's different when you come. Somebody that they don't know. Who stood there, because you got to remember, a veteran fought a battle win, lose, or draw for people he didn't know. So I'm telling you, if you don't know any veteran, that's the main person that should go and learn something about what we are giving. Veterans across America get to be the mainstay of the 4th of July. 4th of July across America is for everybody. We just finished Juneteenth Day, which is noted now as a national holiday. It does not replace the 4th of July. Don't ever forget that. It's just another day that we can celebrate some of the freedoms that came to this great country. If you're in Los Angeles, you celebrate Cinco de Mayo. We now do it in Miami. You do it in Texas. You do it all over the country. It took years for us, all Americans, to understand what Cinco de Mayo meant. Now we do. And if you don't, go party. We do know about one of my favorite holidays. Guess what? They all support veterans. You know it came out of Chicago with them green rivers. And you know what it is. St. Patrick's Day. And there's a lot of veterans stand there at St. Patrick's Day. So our holidays belong to everybody. And remember that. Now, this segment is about through. We're going to come back with a little brief music. I'm going to do this now because the music makes a difference to me. That difference is, this is one of our artists, Gino Lexus. You'll be hearing him all through this show. Gino Lexus is one of those who stood up and said, I have more to give than just music. And we're doing something special just to begin to let you know the name. Soundcheck Studios. The name. Soundcheck Studios helps with Gino Lexus, and we salute them in a big way. Play a little bit more for Gino Lexus, and then we'll play him again at the end. I'll be right back. All right, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And I became boss when I joined the boss group many years ago in Miami, and I'm still making sure that we take care of the boss name. Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is Voice for Veterans. And of course, we believe in media gets first potential to do everything. Both lives matter. All lives matter. Black lives matter. And both conservative and liberals matter. Today, Michael the Black Man, straight out of Miami, Boss Entertainment Group. Wishing everybody happy 4th of July. Michael, say hello to the audience.
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing out there?
Boy, they doing good, Michael. I was just down there in Miami, and I heard their building crash down there today. I'm glad it wasn't one of yours.
No, sir. It wasn't one of our buildings. I'm sad that happened.
We're gonna
in the day, see what kind of figure out what went on. It's crazy.
Yes, crazy.
To everybody, happy 4th of July. It's coming up, and we're going to be doing a big event down here in Miami at my jet ski party at 15020 South River Drive in Florida. Everybody's invited. You know, we got free jet skis. I got 11 of them, but it'd be about 30 to 40 jet skis out there in the water. And who comes gets to ride jet skis for free. We got barbecue. We got all kind of vendors that are going to be there. And we got free food, free drinks. And it's going to be crazy. We're going to have a ball. And we're going to have live entertainment from stars like Spot'em, Got'em, Jay Shin, The Temptations, The Supremes, The Platters, The Marvelettes. We got Hot Boys, a whole bunch of stars. Piccolo, it's going to be absolutely insane. Free. And we do this big charity event.
And we. Well, I know you all have always supported the veterans.
Yes, sir.
And you always give something back.
Yes,
and I cannot, you got all the stars. That's old school at its best.
Yes, sir. And we got the greatest that are gonna come down here. It's a big preamble to the big event we're doing in November at Mar-a-Lago with all of the big stars, Lil Wayne and Spot 'em, got 'em, Temptation, The Supreme, The Plan, The Marvelous, The OJs, you know, Dexter Tucker, Chris Tucker's brother. Got some comedy down there. We're going to have some big rap stars, Flo Rida, all of them is going to be there. That's another event. That's in November. That's at Mar-a-Lago and President Donald Trump's house. So we're going to be doing that in November. So y'all, you'll be hearing about that. It's going to be a big commercial all over Florida.
Okay. Make sure you get it to us right away. So we can let everybody know. And if you have any flyers, a standard flyer that you use for your jet ski party, if you do that, send it to us. We'll put it on our events page and make sure they all know. Now, I know that you have your radio show, and we want to carry that. We want to put it on our network, man. Tell us when you're on the air now.
Right now, we're on 88.7 FM in Miami-Dade, Broward, and West Palm Beach. And it comes on at 5 o'clock in the daytime. Then it comes on, you know, that's 5 to 6. And then it comes on from 11 p.m. at night to 12 midnight. Then we have it on 3 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock. And then 8 to 9 a.m. in the morning. The Michael the Black Man. Wow. The rough show now. You got to be a man to listen to that because I'm telling the truth. Raw. It's Michael the Black Man.
Well, you got all of the veterans help. You know, what the whole fight is about, truth. Okay,
yes,
that's what the fight is about.
Yes,
the
sir.
Old lie tactics are gone. The cover's been pulled off. And now you have a platform where you can tell the whole truth. And we're with you on that. I hope Carlos, is Carlos there?
I'm here, buddy. What's
going on? All right, I got Carlos on with Michael the Black Man. I got it all now. We wishing everybody happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about the Latin side of the event. We're going to have the Mambo King there. That's Carlos. And we're going to have Tito Puente Jr. We're going to have Macho Camacho Jr.
Woo!
There. And we're going to have, you know, a whole bunch of Latin stars going to perform at the event, too. So it's going to be what they... It's going to be big. We have Latin, Black, and White stars there, you know. So
there you go. You heard it first here at WVET Online Radio, WVET Latin, which Carlos Cali has been more than happy as a veteran to stand up. And the Mambo Kings represent all of us now. We have to stand up and be grateful and thankful to Carlos. Carlos, tell us a little bit about what you're doing to help support what Michael has been doing for years. You've joined the clan with the band. So tell me a little bit about you.
Absolutely. I met Michael and I was impressed with what he's doing for the community. And most of all, free of charge, he opens up his home and allows the locals in the neighborhood and every other person who can enjoy some of the great things in life, like riding a jet ski and stuff like that's expensive. He's able to provide the community with that, opens the doors for him, feeds him. He helps him a lot. So when I saw he was part of that movement and I like what he was doing, and he just touched me in a way that I wanted to be part of the movement, you know, the united thing, you know, black and white, you know, we must unite, and that's what struck me. And then when I saw he was doing, he's a little extravagant, as we know, but he's my bro, and you know, and I'm backing him up wherever he does, and we're there to support him. Veteran Sidekicks is part of it. Also, WVT Radio Latin, I appreciate you guys for your support, and we're supporting each other, and hopefully we'll be able to open up some doors and get some more funding and some good stuff for upcoming events. I'm excited to be working with the staff there. Everybody over there makes me feel at home at Boss Entertainment, Boss Mansion. Those guys are my family, and we're here to serve. We're here to serve the community. We're just a whole big team now.
Man, thank you so much for that, because people in the Miami area, of course, have always known Michael's commitment to the Miami area. Now that we're broadcasting this thing across the country, we want people to know that if you come into Miami, that you can come find the parties, you can come find the understanding, you can come find a lot of more information that really does devote its time to a little bit more conservative look. And most of the people who come, maybe coming from Atlanta or some other place that come down, they become awakened that this thing is bigger than just what you see at home. It's a national campaign. and the conservative views that come out. Michael, now when is your next event? Where are you going to be on the 4th? You going to be there, or you going to be up in some other part of Florida?
No, we're going to be at 1520 South River Drive, Miami, Florida. I forgot to mention that we're going to have paddle boats out there. We have canoes. We have water slides, all kind of games, tennis. We got a full court basketball court in the backyard. It's 2.5 acres on the water with beach sand. We got volleyball out there. We have about 3 to 4 DJs, one on the pool, one inside the house, one on a big stage where we do live performances at. We got the stage is on a miniature golf course with a volleyball net behind it. And then we have another badminton net on the side with a park, right, where the basketball court is, and the backyard, the beach sand with the canoes and all of the boats. And we have our little yacht back there and boat rides. People get to ride on the boats and everything. It's like Disney World. You go inside the house, you got the pool table, you got 11 TVs in there so you can watch all of the sports and games on the same day. And, it's a big party atmosphere with Pac-Man games on the inside and table tennis, or what they call it, ping pong, ice hockey. You know, it's crazy.
People have to understand that there is one city on the planet that engulfs entertainment, and that's Miami. L.A. does it, too. You go to Los Angeles, there's entertainment everywhere. But Miami has the same thing. And you represent that area, and it's always good because I remember Big Man, who used to be with you. He was a veteran, always treated me with respect. And yes, I think about him every time. You took care of veterans. A lot of people don't know how many people you've actually taken care of. That man didn't have anything left in life. He was a heck of a musician. He needed a family, and you gave him a family. So I know your respect for veterans. No one's asked to tell me, but I want more people to know. If you go to Miami, find out where Michael the Black Man is having a party and come enjoy yourself and teach him a little bit about that word party. I got that information. I know. But a lot people think party is just party, but party has a lot more to do with a party than people know. Give them the education.
Psalms 9:1 says, "Thus saith the Lord, I created you to rejoice and party with me for my good work." So, you know, that's the part is designed.
it comes out of the word.
And Yahweh Ben Yahweh is the one that taught me this. And this is why I'm pushing to bring Latin, Black, and White, who must unite together. You understand? Because the Bible says if we fight this time, he's going to kill everybody by fire and not water. That's 2 Peter 3:6. I don't have any intention of dying. The best way to bring us together is to party together and have a ball. That's right.
So
all my brothers who are part of Boston, they bring all their Rolls Royces out there, their Lamborghinis, all of the nice cars. Everybody takes pictures. We have the videotape. Then we put it on TV on channel 11.4, and it goes from 11 at night to 12 midnight. Every night of the week, the TV show shows that one jet ski party. So that's why when you get there, you see all of the cameras around because they film it and put it everywhere. So that this is a campaign of love, and that's why we're conservatives. We're showing that Republicans are not racist. That's what we're doing. We're having a ball, just showing the truth and appreciating the police and everybody. So, you know, because say to us, Black Lives Matter. Because he looked at me and said, "Hey, you guys, you Black brothers, you matter to me. So listen, give me a chance. I'm going to make things better." He said, "What do you have to lose?" Now, he was talking directly to me when he said that.
Yes, sir.
He tried to steal his narrative. He created the narrative. Then he proved that he cared about the Black man. And so I'm looking at people crazy trying to say that, you know, Black Lives Matter, but it's as if it didn't matter to him, but he was the first one to ever talk to anybody Black. He was the first guy that was running for president, or who is the president, to ever actually address us. We walked in with those signs, Blacks for Trump, and there he said, Blacks for Trump. He said, you guys matter to me. That's first Black Lives Matter is right there.
Right. That's right. Well, but people don't know that. Michael, people just didn't know that. A lot of people were ignorant.
Right.
But we want to educate them now.
I got that on video. He said, give me a chance.
Give me a chance.
I'm going to fix it. And he commenced to fixing it when he got in. Just before they cheated on him, he said he gave $500 billion. That's like, they're talking about reparations. That's about, there's only 60-something million Black people in America. If they gave every Black man in America $2 million, which is what Abraham Lincoln was getting when he gave the 40 acres and a mule, Trump.
That's the value. You're right.
Given at least 30 times more to every Black person in America than Abraham Lincoln. So there's your reparations if you want to talk about some reparations. That's money. I don't want to hear about no other stuff. You know, I don't food stamps. No money. Give me my money. That's what Trump was doing. So I'm looking at people about as cross-eyed as a Black man can look at you. You know, so, and I'm the one that's not afraid to tell the truth, and that's the truth. Okay.
That's the truth, Michael. I sure am glad to hear you say it. I've been saying it a long time. Many years ago, when I was in Miami, there was a man running for president. And somebody told me that you're going to make more money with him if you do. And I fooled around there and voted for him. Got him in. We campaigned for everybody because we were on radio. But never knew that you were going to make money, that Black people were going to make money with George Bush Jr.
Right.
I called him Jr. because Daddy Bush was still the daddy. And we were able to move an economic thing through the Republican Party at that time. So there goes one half of it. Y'all know the truth now. This is Michael the Black Man. And, of course, Carlos Cali, the real Mambo King. Broadcasting right here at WVET. And this is Voice for Veterans. Stay tuned for more. And we thank you for calling in. And we're going to do that. Michael, we will be putting your radio show on rotation. And our engineer is listening right now. And when we get off, we'll call you back and talk about the times. And he'll get the link. And we'll start at the 4th of July weekend airing your program as well.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Remember, the Jeske party is every Sunday.
Got it. Okay.
It's going to be extra big. But, you know, every Sunday we do the same thing.
Well, at 3 o'clock on Sundays, we got a new partner. And you'll be talking to him. He's out of Seattle, Washington, and also has an office in Miami. And they do drums across the world. They have different drummers from 38 different countries who all come together at 3 o'clock and play on Sundays. So I'm going to plug you in with him. And I told him we got some drummers down there. He said there's some drummers in Fort Lauderdale, so we're going to add that to your shows on Sunday. Have a few drummers come out there and just play us. That's fair enough?
Yeah, because we have a live band out there with Clive McFadden Jr. So, you know, you have live band and the DJs on the thing, you know. We'll open mic if you think you can sing, come out and sing so you can be shown on TV. And we had a live band for people who can sing. But the live band brings in all the stars. Like, we have the Supremes and the Marvelettes and the Temptations back there. And they're back there almost every Sunday. And they just sing a song with the live bands. I forgot to mention the fact that we got a live band. We got Mambo. He back there with his piano. And he sings and he does the Mambo.
In fact, there we go.
The Mambo King.
He is the Mambo King.
That's him.
And a lot of other Latin music, too. Thank you, Carlos. Carlos was the one took care of me when I got down there.
Carlos brought so many Latin stars and boxing champs back here, it don't make no damn sense. You see,
Carlos.
Approximately everybody, especially in the Latin.
Carlos, we're going to be looking for you in August. We don't want to hit. We're going to be looking for you in August. We're going to come broadcast live right there.
It's going to be a big boxing match. Carlos is bringing Macho Camacho Jr., Sugar Ray Leonard Jr., I think, and a bunch of boxing stars. And we're going to have a boxing ring, a real boxing ring in the backyard with with all of the tables, not tables, chairs, to go with speakers back there. And that's going to be on TV. That's Carlos' event with me and him doing that together. You understand?
Okay.
Right at 15020 South River Drive. Use that, Carlos, to make sure everybody know that me and you doing it together. So there it is. There's the real commercial.
A real commercial. There we go. We cut that up and start playing it. Together, we stand and we fight. It's Carlos Cali, Mike of the Black Man.
Carlos, remember, today I'm going to give you the video showing all the stars saying they're going to perform at Mar-a-Lago. And so Macho Camacho can see that because he's going to love that. So you get that there. I just finally finished it. It was crazy to put that together. We giving doctorate degree. Keith's going to help me give President Trump a doctorate degree from a Haitian college. That wipes out him being a racist from the Haitians. So that's going to happen at Mar-a-Lago, where we're going to give President Trump that, and Melania Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle and Laura Trump and Miss Betty Wright, our sister who has passed, and Sister Supremes and the Marvelettes, they're going to get the Virtuous Woman Award at that event. It's going to be a whole bunch of other wonderful women that are great that are going to get that Virtuous Woman Award, too. But those are the ones that I'm naming. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Trump Jr.'s soon-to-be wife, she is going to be one of the hosts at our event at Mar-a-Lago. The hostess.
Fantastic. Now you know that we got some guests coming from the Mar-a-Lago event as well. Stay tuned for more. And I'm going to say goodbye to everybody for this week and more to come. Thanks a lot, Michael, and thanks a lot, Carlos. Bye-bye.
You got it, buddy. God bless.
Oh, yes, indeed. Of course, it's just one of the greatest weeks. We're getting ready to get out of here. Don't forget, stay tuned to 96.7 FM if you're in the St. Petersburg area all day long. And tune in to Voice for Vets Saturdays morning and Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Over and out, nothing but a shout. Don't forget, this is Soundcheck Studios artist, Gino Lex. Go to the soul, look for a lot more from Gino. This is Golden Soul.
Through my face mask in the basket, seems the whole world wanna see me in the casket before I blast it. Sky's the limit and I pass it. Time to go up to God, guess I take my chances. Hey, he ain't trying to take all that and try to bully you until you grab a baseball bat and say, gee, won't you take all back? You probably lose half of your fans if you state all facts. I say to those cats, rather pick a side than stay in between. You don't agree, cool, but don't try to intervene. And keep your distance 6 feet if you need to. A disclaimer, you take a chance when I greet you as treat. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul. They say, where did faith go? I used to be more religious from a day old church, lost my trust. Still I get spiritual, yeah the man cuss. Love to judge me for my physical, I pray for what they don't pray. Say what they won't say. G don't ever budge whenever enemies approaching me. I mostly put a demon back where they supposed to be. Never scared a man with my protection, watches over me without a rosary. Tap high where the most be, praying for forgiveness in the times when I'm lonely. I'm only a man, can't expect to see an angel. And if I was, I'd bring the message like I'm Gabriel. What I say to you, can't accept that you can't ignore. Most people misstep a blessing at their front door. I'm marching forth like the day that my third born. Earth torn but never mourn, we on our first form. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how old. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul.
Tune in again, 24/7, WBETonlineradio.com.